We're talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson from Oklahoma State University. Kim, let's talk first of all about wheat. We've got some folks that obviously who harvested about a half a crop, so some folks have still got a few bushels around that they're contemplating. Do they go ahead and move that wheat crop now, or should they hold on to some of that, you know, that mechanical strategy you often talk about?
When you're looking at wheat prices, I'm feeling relatively good, not because of the level, but because that Kansas City December contract held and the September contract held that important $6 level. Wheat prices recovered back up from that, and they're given all indications that we've created a floor with the massive world stocks, record world production. I don't think we're going to go very much higher, but right now it looks better for sideways moving to slightly higher prices than it does lower prices. So I'm semi-optimistic, not for a big move, but for some move up rather than a big move down.
It seems like the USDA reports are suggesting there's a lot of wheat in the world, and you said that, obviously.
Yeah, we've got increasing foreign and world wheat stocks. You've got record world wheat production. Of course, you've got increases in consumption, which offsets part of that, but we're still building world stocks. Every analyst that you'll talk to say that we're not a wash in wheat, but we have more than adequate amount of wheats to meet the demand for this year. Things are going relatively well now in the Ukraine, so their exports haven't been slowed down at all. Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, Australia, Argentina, those are our competitors for the hard red winter wheat. They've got more than adequate stocks and even building stocks this year.
What do you see for the guy that's considering, you know, what mix he's going to do this fall, whether he's going to try to push it more toward a cattle graze out situation if he gets the moisture, or go for grain or mix canola into the mix? What considerations economically do they need to be, you know, contemplating as they go through all of these decisions?
Well, cattle prices are relatively good now, and the stocker situation looks good, even though they're, you know, paying $1,000 a head for those 400-plus pounder steers or heifers. You look at wheat, you look at the increasing world stocks, you look at slightly below average. Our average price over the last 5 years has been about $6.50. We're below that now. Right now, I'm looking at $5.50 to $5.80 for next June's price. So you're looking at a below average wheat price. So you're looking at below average wheat income, depending on your yields. Where the cattle right now looks relatively good. So even though I'm a crop guy, I'd have to say the stocker deal may look a little better than going for wheat. However, both you and I know that things can turn on a dime, that this we don't have our stocks are slightly above average in the world. They're not well above average, mm-hmm. and that can reverse on a dime. And we could, rather than seeing $5.50 wheat, we could see that $7.50 wheat. Things can happen relatively fast. I think what producers have to decide is, am I a cattle producer or am I a crop producer? If I'm a crop producer, then I'm going to concentrate on my wheat and get my yields high and my costs low. If I'm a stocker person and a cattleman, then I'm going to go with cattle. I don't think you should change... jump in and out of an enterprise from year to year, because it takes different management practices, and producers can make what they enjoy doing work, and I believe and have the highest return and profit from that.
Now, at the same time, you have done the calculations. You talked about this at the recent canola conference. You are an advocate of economically speaking, of mixing canola or rotating canola with your winter wheat for a couple of reasons.
In 1990, I had the opportunity to be a diplomat in the USSR for the winter grains tour there. And the Russian farmers, the Ukrainian farmers all told me you don't monocrop wheat, that you can increase yield and quality by crop rotation. And talking to agronomists, I believe that finally in Oklahoma and this area, we've got a crop that we can rotate with. I've been a proponent since I've been in this job since 1982 on trying to clean up our wheat, to lower the dockage, to lower the FM in it, so that we'll have good demand and a good quality milling wheat. We've got that rotating with canola allows us to do that. Our numbers, our budgets tell us that it yields a higher profit over time when you crop rotate and you got a better product. To me, that's a no-brainer. Crop rotation works.